You're listening to SBS News.
As hospitals in northern Italy became overwhelmed with a growing number of dying coronavirus patients, doctors were forced to improvise. After running out of continuous positive airway pressure masks, also known as CPAP, physicians quickly transformed non-medical devices, including snorkels, into emergency ventilators. Dr. Simon Joosten, a senior research fellow at Melbourne's Monash University and respiratory specialist at Monash Health, says hearing about Italy's extreme shortages of personal protective equipment inspired him to act.
It got me scared and worried that we were going to have the same situation in Melbourne. And so I started testing the snorkel mask and CPAP masks at the uni, because we do physiology research at the uni and we've got a lab that's set up to do these kinds of tests.
Dr. Joosten says the design of a recreational snorkel mask allows for the delivery of oxygen while at the same time filtering air as it is exhaled, limiting the spread of contaminated droplets. Now that Australia has managed to flatten the coronavirus curve, he says there is more time to safely trial the modified prototype in a hospital setting.
If a patient's wearing it in the hospital, they can breathe air in from the environment and not breathe out through that valve. And that's a really interesting safety element to the mask, which means that even if the mask was blocked off, the patient could then still breathe in air from the environment. So it's an interesting sort of setup that just doesn't exist in any medical devices at the moment.
The clinical trial is expected to begin next week and last for 6 months. In another potential solution, the Monash teams are also adapting CPAP ventilation masks for critically ill patients. Ordinary CPAP masks have a vent in the front that prevents patients from re-breathing their own carbon dioxide. However, the vent can also allow COVID-19 patients to spread the virus to others. Dr. Joosten says researchers have developed a sealed CPAP mask, which, along with the snorkel mask, could provide treatment while minimising virus spread.
They're a product that exists already. But they're in short supply, so it makes it imperative to know, can we safely seal a regular CPAP mask, and will it perform the same way as a bespoke sealed CPAP mask? So that's the kind of work we were doing with those masks.
As the world continues to fight coronavirus, many countries are running critically low on medical supplies and PPE. In New York, the hardest hit state in the United States, the government has formed a partnership with six other Northeast states to purchase $5 billion worth of PPE, tests, ventilators, and other medical equipment. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says teaming up will make them more competitive with suppliers who sell to the highest bidders.
I also believe it'll help us actually get the equipment, because we have trouble still getting the equipment and just buying the equipment, because these vendors on the other side, they're dealing with countries, they're dealing with the federal government.
In Indian-controlled Kashmir, which has reported less than 700 cases of coronavirus, residents are volunteering to make PPE kits to supply to hospitals. 28-year-old Mufti Sadia is a fashion designer and one of the volunteers.
Whatever was available in the market was of huge prices, and there was a huge shortage of masks. So I thought, why not contribute to the society? I was fortunate enough to have the resources and workers with me at this difficult time. We started making like 100, 200 masks, and I donated the mask in the society. And after that, many organizations and NGOs approached me for a huge quantity of masks.
And you can keep up to date with the latest on coronavirus at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.